Well, good afternoon, everybody. I'm John Wishon here, sitting in for Angela Henley on today's Focus on the Foothills program. This is the program where we explore the issues and the opportunities facing Wilkes and surrounding counties, bring in a special guest each and every week, and I do have a familiar voice to let you hear again today. He's been with us many times over the years. My friend Harry from over at Wilkes ADAP. Harry, it's an honor to have you here always to find out about what you guys are doing at Wilkes ADAP, so we appreciate you spending time with us today.
Oh, it's great to be here, and just thank you for the opportunity. It's a blessing always to be at 3WC.
Well, we're happy to have you, and many people may be listening to us right now for the very first time hearing about Wilkes ADAP. I think some of us in the radio business and people in general have a tendency to believe that everybody knows about Wilkes ADAP. You've been here a long, long time, but I'm sure there's a lot of people who hear the name Wilkes ADAP, but they can't
right.
associate what you do with the name Wilkes ADAP.
Right.
So give us a little general overview.
Well, Wilkes ADAP is a vocational training program for adults with developmental disabilities, and the program started in 1975.
Wow.
And it was first located in the basement of the First United Methodist Church in North Wilkesboro. And what happened was a group of citizens and parents saw a need and explored opportunities for adults with special challenges in their lives to receive services, support, and learn to work. At that time, it really wasn't about work. It was about basically more of having a place to go during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so the program got started with a couple of pastors at the church involved and some of the church people there. Reverend Christie and Mike Jordan. Reverend Christie was the head pastor of the Methodist Church, and he and Mike Jordan were he was the assistant pastor, and so they were very instrumental in getting ADAP started. And they, I guess, I didn't come on board until 1979, so I don't know exactly how it worked out, but they explore opportunities or what they would need to do with mental health to get funding.
Mm-hmm.
And so out of that birth, Wilkes ADAP. And ADAP at the time was an acronym with the state for Adult Developmental Activity Program. So you can see it was, with it being developmental, it was focus was to help folks to improve their personal skills, maybe mm-hmm. self-help skills, life skills to, you know, to function in the community. But so we were born as Wilkes ADAP, and during the week we would be in the program in the basement of the church,
mm-hmm.
and during the week, the weekend, we would break down on Friday, and so because it was used as sort of a nursery and kids classes on the for Sunday services.
Mm-hmm.
But later the state changed the acronym to ADVIPS, Adult Developmental Vocational Programs.
Mm-hmm.
And so the emphasis changed from activity to vocational emphasis. And that's what we're about today, is offering our folks a chance to work and develop work skills, in addition to life skills and to be independent, but a chance to offer them work, like, you know, so they can earn their own money. And, you know, and everybody that has a job in life feels valued, and it gives our folks a chance to do their best with the skills that God's given them.
I was just sitting here thinking about the fact that, you know, the original focus of ADAP, interesting history from back in the mid-70s, and you said you came on board in 1979 and how that has all shifted, but still things change. But still, it points back to the original emphasis. I know in the beginning you said it started as a place just for them to have something to do during the day.
Right. They might have some classes where they would learn life skills. But
learning life skills and having value goes hand in hand. You can learn life skills, but yet if you don't feel like you have any value because, look, I see my friend over here, he's working
right.
every day and I'm not doing that. Man, this is such a blessing to so many people.
Well, you know, the biggest example I can give folks is, what if you didn't have transportation?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many of us have a chance to go on the weekends. If we want to go somewhere, what do? John, we go.
Mm-hmm.
the folks that we serve, because of, you know, maybe they weren't able to learn to drive, or they, you know, the parents wouldn't support that. And some of them maybe don't have the skills to learn to drive, but they have the interest. Okay, I want to go shopping. I want to go to the movies. I want to go out to eat with my family and friends. But, you know, the biggest barrier I've seen for our folks is transportation.
Yeah.
And, you know, just for everybody would think about, if you took away your ability to drive or have accessibility to a car or transportation, what would your life be like? So, in a nutshell, you know, what we do at ADAP, it's Wilkes ADAP, but, you know, we didn't change our name to Wilkes ADVIP because people knew us as Wilkes ADAP, but our emphasis is on working opportunities. But what if you didn't have the chance to go do those things?
Mm-hmm.
It would be a challenge. And, you know, you have our folks have the same goals, the same interest as what we so-called normal people, but I don't like that word because we all have challenges.
Mm-hmm.
That God's given us, but we also have strengths. And what we try to do with our workers and our folks that we serve is to focus on their strengths and realizing that we all have limitations and challenges.
And find those strengths and then support them and
right.
And challenge those strengths to get, to even get stronger.
Well, that's right. What we do when we first started, again, the emphasis in the program was on more activities, but as we went along, our former director, Sue Padgett,
mm-hmm.
Who is my wife, looked at some opportunities with some other staff members, and they first started doing yard work in the early 80s, mowing grass. They'd stick a couple, I think that initially they stuck a couple lawnmowers or one lawnmower in the back of someone's blazer and went to work. They might have had a weed eater or two, but they went to work. That was the first initial work other than maybe some basic cleaning up that they did at the program.
Mm-hmm.
To develop those skills. But as far as going out and making money, it was in the early 80s that they started doing yard work. And later, Sue had the idea of helping our folks to work on mobile crews where they would go out and clean homes. So that was started in the 90s. I think it was in the 90s. I don't think it was much before that, but in the 90s, and they went out and cleaned homes. So today, from that birth, where we are presently, we have numerous work teams. We have a work team that Judy Lowe, who is your buddy, that she mm-hmm. was with us the other day, she and Julie Leffler lead the housekeeping team where they go out daily and they clean people's homes for a fee.
Mm-hmm.
And that money comes back to our workers, and that's how they get paid. And we have another work team, which is the janitorial and yard maintenance team, sort of janitorial slash yard maintenance, because during the year, whole year, they clean offices and numerous churches in the community.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes around to summertime, spring, they start yard work. And in the fall, they do some leaf raking. But that crew mainly focuses on those jobs. We have what we call our stay-back team, where they bake those delicious Otis Spunkmeyer cookies.
Mm-hmm. Boy, they're so
that
good.
You and Mr. Ted enjoy. And Katie Childers, who is friend of mine, and she's one of our workers, and she is one of the people that does that, and she wanted me to tell you hello.
Well, tell her I said hello.
And she, that's what she does. And
mm-hmm.
They do cookie baking. They also do shredding of paper. And I think that's my phone, but we'll cut that thing off.
And while yours is being cut off, I'm putting mine on silent as well, Harry, so I understand how it is to forget to put it on silent.
But they do the cookie baking,
mm-hmm.
the shredding of paper, and can crushing, recycling. And those folks that stay back, they might stay back for one reason or another. Maybe they don't have the skills yet to work on housekeeping, but they can do some of this other work, or mm-hmm. maybe it's a physical challenge that they might have that they're – like for Katie, mm-hmm. she's in a wheelchair, and
right.
she we don't have lift vans to take her to work, but where she lives, they have a lift van that can bring her. But so she stays back and does that work. And we also have a that work team is led by Janet Morrison, Sybil Walker, and Richard Shatley, the janitorial and yard maintenance team. And we have a Claire Bird is a staff member that works with our lead support employment staff, Mickey Almond. His name is Mike Almond, but we call
mm-hmm.
him Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
And that component is work program is for folks that are ready to work in the community in part-time work, which is, again, for our workers who have that goal and who have the skills and want to pursue that, we work with the North Carolina Department of Vocational Rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. We help to provide what call is job development services, where we help someone prepare for a job, to go out and look for a job. You know, we take for granted when we go look for a job, we get people to support us, maybe through college or through the Employment Security Commission. But, you know, our folks maybe have the workability, but they don't know maybe how to go about getting a job. So mm-hmm. that's part of the thing, one of the things in that job development phase that we do. And we also, they provide training on the job. And as the folks get acclimated to a job, they fade away and the folks are left at the work site. So hopefully the goal is for them to do the work on their own, with us checking in a couple times a month just to keep touch.
I'm telling you, it's a multifaceted thing what you do now.
Oh, it is.
And it has grown in a tremendous way from its infancy of being a place to just come hang out during
right.
the day. And now it's work, it's income, it's supporting several jobs in the community,
oh,
even
yeah.
with your staff members in addition to the workers.
Oh, yeah. We have a young lady that Glenna, she wouldn't mind me using her name, because she works at the hospital mm-hmm. in the dietary department, and she's going on now her 14th year of working in the dietary department.
Wow!
And last several years, Glenna has gone to work when the schools are closed, we close, and she's gotten to work. Her dad gets her there, but I mean, that's just an example of and the staff there rave about her dedication.
Mm-hmm.
And actually had to put a hold on her, say, you know, when the roads are bad, Glenda, stay at home.
Yeah, right.
But she's so motivated to go work. But that's just, we have many placements in the community. One young man works at Bram Huey Drugstore mm-hmm. and Ruby Blackburn Daycare together. I mean, he alternates days. We have a young man who works at the Wilkes County School Administrative Offices, mm-hmm. one at the courthouse, one at CVS. Just to name a few, and our goal is not just to get anybody just a job, but Mickey says, you know, we want them to have a life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, work, as you know, is not just about the work. Getting paid is important, but being at work is about the relationships you have at work and the things that birth from that. Because the young man who's at Bram Huey, they have a Christmas party every year, and this year he went to the Christmas party like he did last year, but this year he took his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a part of life that, you know, we take for granted, because when we have parties and things to go
yeah.
to, we just go. Our folks, again, the transportation barrier and, you know, just giving them the supports and the opportunity to do those things.
Well, let's talk about funding. I know that we're in a budget crunch in the state. And
right.
I know some of your funds come from there, but you also fundraise yourself. Do you have events where you raise funds to channel into Wilkes ADAP?
We do, and as you know, with the state, that we have lost some of our funding through mm-hmm. mental health, as other organizations like us have lost funding. There's been mm-hmm. just across-the-board cuts. Between that and cuts from United Way, you know, the money we get from the state only really supports about 50% of our budget needs.
So you are in the in the hunt for the other 50.
Well, you know, between we have between the community college, which we teach classes, life skill classes, mm-hmm. are called compensatory education classes, daily, and through VR, and through the county, and through private donations, and be sure I don't leave it out any. I've got our brochure here. A multi range of places, grants. Let's see.
Oh, well, it's
a multi. Yeah, but the fundraising, the main thing we do is what's called the Great Wilkes ADAP Tip Off,
mm-hmm.
and it was. This is our Ms. Judy had this down as far as the number. I think it's the 20-something, and don't have it on here exactly the number, but it's in the 20s, and we started out years ago doing that, and I think Mr. Pete Cohen gave Sue the idea, or they talked about that,
mm-hmm.
and from that's been, you know, born this thing we have every year to help raise money, and it's coming up on April the 26th.
It's a big luncheon.
It's a big luncheon. This year it's called ADAP's Hawaiian Luau, because we'll be people dress up in different outfits, so you might get to see some folks in skirts, what they call them, grass skirts.
Yeah, grass skirts, yeah.
But that's a fundraiser we have, and, you know, we have that to try to support just our basic needs. And we are so frugal, I mean, with our money. We're bare bones.
Oh, yeah.
You won't come to our program and see any decorator prints, any sign prints, or any special decorations, but there's a lot of love and a lot of smiles and a lot of people that are very motivated to do the best they can in life.
Now, you got a yard sale that's coming up, too, before too long over at West Park, is it?
Actually, it'll be at ADAP.
At ADAP,
that's
okay.
Early in June, so keep your ears out for that.
Yeah, we'll be talking more about that.
But the fundraiser that we have, the Great Wilkes ADAP tip-off, is our big fundraiser for the year. And it's very critical to what we do. And I do have some information from Robin got, our director, Robin Whittington, got a donation of a football from the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
That we're signing. I've got a little, I didn't bring the football because I didn't want to get the case scratched up or anything. But it says, "Dear Robin, the Carolina Panthers have received your donation request, and we thank you for the invitation to participate in your event and support Wilkes ADAP program. We are pleased to present you, your organization, with one white panel football signed by many members of the 2000 team. The donation is valued initially at $125. So we're going to have that for auction off the luncheon.
Yeah.
And if anybody is a collector, we'll be more than happy to let you come out and look at it if you want to.
Okay.
667-1800. But
Are the tickets, Harry, still available? Can anybody get tickets?
They can. Actually, we closed the sales last Friday, but we still have a few floating in that weren't sold from board members, and we still have a few secret ones put back.
Okay.
For those special friends.
667-1800.
Right.
And what's it, $15?
They're $15 off, which $8.25 is considered a tax-deductible donation.
Tell us about what kind of good food you're having, and I know the Smokehouse is doing that again for you.
The Brushy Mountain Smokehouse is awesome, and the menu this year is boneless grilled chicken breast, green beans, sweet potato casserole, pasta salad, yeast rolls, ice cream, and their ice cream is no good, you know that, don't you? And it's fat-free.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, it's awesome.
Oh, it is.
Of course, tea and water and coffee, and there'll be takeouts if anybody wants that. But I did want to mention a couple things, in addition to our folks having work opportunities, and you just wouldn't appreciate the value of being paid. I know, see our folks get their paycheck, that they can see the money they've made, and many of our folks we help take to the bank, and First Citizens works with us. They go there and they make their deposits, and they'll get their withdrawals out, and they've learned to do that. And it's like when I get paid, it's like, yes, I finally got the money. Mm-hmm. The money, I can feel the envelopes back up with money.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some way they love the opportunity to make their own money.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we all love the chance to spend our money?
Yeah.
And they have the same dreams and they love doing that. But also we have a couple events coming up that we don't just work. We do enjoy fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to the Merle Fest in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And May the 18th, we're looking at taking our group to see the Winston-Salem Dash.
All right.
Down at BB&T, the new BB&T field, which is their second year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to that. And it's just really a neat place to be. It's just a wonderful place. And, if you ever come in feeling a little down, which we all have those days, I can tell you that
they
won't take long before my friends at ADAP can just brighten your day up.
We only got a couple minutes left here, Harry, but this is a day, these days that we live are filled with bad news, and everywhere, tell me, turn on the TV or the radio or anything, it seems like there's bad news. And
right.
and there's some legitimate bad news. It's
right.
Not like people having to look for things negative to talk about, but we've got wars overseas, we've got economic problems, there's home foreclosures and everything else. I know you've got some good stories that's come out of Wilkes ADAP over the years. What's a couple of them stands out in your mind?
Oh, my gosh. You're going to – the funny stories or a great story?
I'm talking about great stories not today difference in somebody's life.
Well, okay. I can speak about Katie. She's – because she asked me several years ago to be her guardian, and she said anytime that you want to speak about me, I can. Katie was a young – well, she's actually in her 70s.
Mm.
But you think she was in her 40s. Katie was lived in a rest home for years. And I met her through a friend that came, one of her friends that came to ADAP, and she told this friend, says, please have Harry to come talk to me. I'd like to come there. And I went and visited with her, and I says, well, Katie, you know, right now there's no way. This was about 15 years ago, John, and she was 55, but she had been, because she had some physical challenges, she had been, she's very bright mentally, but had physical challenges. She was sort of, had been lost in the shuffle, fell through the cracks. You've heard people that fall through the cracks. And so she had been placed in a rest home and several over the years. And, you know, they did, folks, of course, did the best they could, but, she, you know, Katie wanted more. And so she says, well, how can I get there? I says, Katie, we don't have a van right now or any way to get you there. But later, WTA got some lift vans, and to make a long story short, we started out trying just to let her volunteer, but that wasn't enough for her. So she's been working with us about full-time, 15 years now. And but the thing about Katie is she's moved into home in the town now. She lives in a group home. They did a wonderful job, rest care, and the staff there. They took her to Dollywood. They offered to take her to the beach. I think she went to the beach once, but she said they were going to go again. They really take their folks everywhere, and Shane and the team, they're doing an awesome job. And they were going to take her again. She says, well, I've already been to the beach once. That's enough. And so so she's ready to go. She wants to – her favorite singer's Loretta Lynn. She wants to go see Loretta Lynn's museum in Tennessee. But Katie, and now she's working. She has a home. She goes to she has a church home that she goes to. And, you know, she at one point she was in a place to where she didn't have the support she needed. And a couple years ago, we I took her to the Rotary Club, and she was part of the presentation. And I says, Katie, tell the gentleman here what you told me a few years ago when I told you, Katie, aren't you ready to retire? She says, no, I'm not ready to retire. I'm just getting started.
Wow.
And this is a lady who, again, about 3 years ago, she was right at 70 when she said this. And how many of us have that kind of spunk and energy and zest for life?
And she was in a rest home for several years.
Oh, numerous years. I think probably from the time she was around 18 or so, she had been in some state facilities and then later some rest homes. So she has been in a place other than her home for probably over 30 some years.
What a story.
Yeah. And, you know, she's the queen of the cookie bakers, I call her. And, but we have many more wonderful stories like that, how people's lives have been touched. But, you know, not only through our services and supports do they touch, we touch their lives, but I tell you what, we get back more from the love they have and the people in the community that know them. We get back more than we give.
Oh, I'm sure. Harry, if somebody wants to be involved or talk to you about the possibility of one of your teams coming to do some work for their office or church or whatever, what's that phone number again?
Call 667-1800 and just tell us your need, and we'll see if there's any way we can work you in that and that schedule. We have a lot. Actually, I have a lot of customers, but we're always open to consider more if we have any openings.
Absolutely. And don't forget, there's a few tickets floating around for the luncheon, and they're $15, 667-1800. Harry, thank you so very much.
You.
We wish you the best in all you do over at ADAP.
Thank you, and God bless y'all. Thank you.
You too.